This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Sooner or later, gonna cut you down.
All right, coming up, I got a ton of breaking big news and analysis and key intel. I'm going to try to cover it quickly. Then I'm going to start taking your comments here on the syndicated hundreds of radio stations, hundreds of TV stations, cable stations, streaming at Infowars.com/show, band.video. But also on X, you can see the video stream on Real Alex Jones. But also Spaces gets where we can take your digital calls, basically. So that's coming up. But I wanted to add to Tucker calling out the globalists that are faced at the World Government Forum against the wars and all the things that are happening with a really good Spaces yesterday that I ended up listening to like an hour of this morning. And I can't wait till Spaces has video. But Elon Musk and Senator Ron Johnson discussed their opposition to escalating the ongoing bloody stalemate in the war in Ukraine. This is so important. This is so on target. We're going to play this clip, take a one-minute break, and join a bunch of radio stations that join us at 6 after, and then go right to your comments. But here's Elon Musk and Senator Ron Johnson. All I can do is praise both men, because in D.C., you're not hearing a lot of this, even though it's very popular with the people and is common sense. Here it is.
Well, first of all, I think we all have to understand that Vladimir Putin will not lose this war. I say it that way as opposed to Ukraine can't win. Vladimir Putin will not lose. Losing to Vladimir Putin is existential to Vladimir Putin. Russia has four times the population. They have a much larger industrial base. Again, I said Russia can produce 4.5 million of those shells a year. We're not even up to a million a year. The average age of a Ukrainian soldier right now is 43 years old. And, David, I heard you quote the Time magazine article. There are other quotes from some of Zelensky's top aides say that even if the U.S. and its allies come through with all the weapons they have pledged, quote, we don't have the men to use them, unquote. So the fact of the matter is, if you're worried about the people of Ukraine, you have to understand that probably about 100,000 of their soldiers have been killed. There have been about 100,000 Russian conscripts. I take no joy in that. 40,000 civilians. Hundreds of billions of dollars of Ukraine has been destroyed. The only way this war ends is in a settlement. And every day that the war goes on, more Ukrainians, more Russian conscripts die, more civilians die, more of Ukraine gets destroyed. They'll have to be built. So, again, sending $60 billion as added fuel to the flames of a bloody stalemate makes no sense whatsoever. As evil a war criminal as Putin is, he's not going to lose this war. And our colleagues here just aren't willing to accept that reality, and they're living in a fantasy world, think that Ukraine can win this thing. They can't.
David, that's exactly right. I think that is an excellent summary of the situation. When I raised this point, people have, of course, accused me of being some sort of Putin apologist, when in fact my companies have probably done more to undermine Russia than anything. SpaceX has taken away two-thirds of the Russian launch business. The Starlink has overwhelmingly helped Ukraine. It's such an absurd accusation. My concern is exactly what you articulated. If you have an extended war of attrition, every day that goes by, there are Ukrainian boys that are, and not even boys anymore because they're running out of boys, that you're losing, Ukraine is losing people every day. And if you're going to spend lives, it must be for a purpose, a mile here, a mile there. In fact, a mile back and forth. The lines aren't moving. So just every day, people die. For what purpose? And as you said, there is no way in hell that Putin is going to lose. If he were to back off, he would be assassinated. And for those who want regime change in Russia, they should think about who is the person that could take out Putin. And is that person likely to be a peacenik? Probably not. They're probably going to be even more hardcore than Putin if they took him out.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're on radio stations across the country, TV and cable stations. We're at InfoWars.com/show for all the live streams, not just my show, but other great InfoWars shows that have been heavily censored that the establishment fears for a reason. Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, Chase Geyser, and so many others. And I wanted to start taking your comments, your questions from Spaces Live. At Real Alex Jones, Alex Jones and Geo Griffin talk world events and take your questions and comments. That's the feed. Geo Griffin joins us coming up in the next hour. But before I do that, I want to play a couple of clips from the World Government Summit that's going on right now in Dubai. Remember, if you talk about world government, the ADL says you're anti-Semitic. What does that have to do with it? They just inject that to make it about Jews, so Jews get persecuted and the ADL gets more money. Totally disgusting. But WEF founder Klaus Schwab says the transition of humanity into the intelligence era has begun. Now, our IQs are dropping. Our sperm counts have dropped 90%+. Cancer rates have exploded. Life expectancy has gone off the edge of a cliff since Klaus Schwab and the UN and Bill Gates' injections. Are we really getting smarter with the way the technology has been deployed? And the answer is no. I'm not against technology, but the way it's been deployed. So I saw a couple clips that I wanted to play for you. And one of them, and this is real video, is college students in the UK walking up to a four-way stop, but there's a sidewalk there, or it's a T in the road, not a four-way, and they stop because they see a red light, but they're on the sidewalk. And that's what's going on with young people, is they're so programmed by their phones, by the internet and culture, that that's the real world to them. So they see a flashing light, they don't even think, hey, I'm on the sidewalk, I can keep walking, that doesn't affect me. And that ties into a video that I posted yesterday that's got like 7 million views from New York City in the 1930s, and you look at how skinny and incredibly healthy the people are there, and you ask, what changed? I'll talk about that in a moment, but go ahead and roll this clip.
For a student. It's on the sidewalk, man.
Oh, God. Now, that's young people that have been programmed by their phones and flashing lights. I've got another clip of folks playing billiards to show you what the human brain can do when it trains itself and it focuses. With one hit on a second try, and they do this all the time, he knocks all the balls in with one ball. Again, humans are capable of such incredible heights when we train, when we're focused. But when we just lazily go through our lives, like millennials to a great extent or Gen Z, we see these type of effects. But notice, the skill is in the third dimension on a pool table. It's not in some metaverse. Here it is.
He's put the triangle completely back. Now, that's an extraordinary situation. So very limp.
It hasn't phased in.
Look at this. Different break. Each time he's broke off, he's left that straight red to the right corner. Well, he hasn't done it this time. You won't see.
And you can say, well, not everybody can do that, or they sped the video up, whatever, it doesn't matter. The point is, humans do amazing things. 120 years ago, the Wright brothers fly, and decades later, we got jet airplanes. And decades after that, we're landing on the moon. Now, I'm going to go to your comments from X here in a minute about the nature of the world, incredible developments, Tucker Carlson in Russia, all the things that are unfolding, the open borders, the Senate deal for Ukraine and Israel as a border package. But here is some video. I know we're on a lot of radio stations, so it's kind of a bummer for you. But for TV viewers, you can see this. This is New York City on the side of the street in the 1930s. Look at this. The people are all super healthy, in super great shape. They all look like Calvin Klein models, basically. And they were eating big old steaks and pies at lunch and dinner and smoking cigarettes and guzzling bourbon. There they are at a newspaper stand. But what happened? And I've got clips in the 1990s. I want to show that clip from yesterday that shows an outside party, I guess in New York City, of people. Yeah, there it is. Go ahead and roll with audio from the start. So there they are with a DJ outside, mid-1990s. What's happening there? No one has a screen. No one is looking down at their phone. You go to a modern outdoor party, black, white, doesn't matter. Almost no one's talking. They're all on their phones. So this is incredibly unhealthy. So what did this? The pesticides of the food, the additives, the fluoride, now the GMO, the 5G, the screens, we're dying. And I'm not sitting up here on some high horse. But the point is that I eat half of what my grandfathers did, and I don't eat a bunch of processed crap, and I'm bigger than they are, what they were. What's going on? Well, we're in an unhealthy environment, folks. And the globalists know they're doing that. So I want to play a short clip for the Dr. Brett Weinstein huge two-plus-hour interview. So I'll have breaking news and analysis at the start of the show tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Then I'm going to premiere the Dr. Brett Weinstein interview. Very smart, very impressive guy, groundbreaking stuff. The discussion I had with him on Sunday, I taped it Sunday. So I'm going to play this, and then I'm going to go right to your comments, live, unfiltered, from the X spaces. Here it is.
What we want is a system that liberates individuals as meaningfully and as broadly as possible. That should be our guide.
That's classically liberal.
It is classically liberal, and I believe it is also actually liberal, and it is a perfect match for what I find my many conservative friends believe as well, that this is the metric that we can use to test any system that we put in place. Does it liberate people, or does it constrain them? If it liberates them meaningfully over the long term, it's a good thing. What they have recognized is that they have no use for us. And I wish that was an exaggeration, but you can see this so clearly in what they did to the public over COVID. I don't think we really have any choice but to rescue Western civilization. It is the best tool we've got, always has been. It's not to say that it can't use upgrading here and there, but we have to save it because your children, my children, and all of the grandchildren that we might ultimately have are depending on us to do it. And the idea of hypernovelty is that although human beings are...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Phenomenal virologist, and I don't know if you had a chance to talk to him at all, but there's a very interesting backstory that I've heard his brother tell about him, about some of the research that he did that was seemingly stolen many, many years ago about how toxic our pharmaceuticals really are. He's done a lot of amazing research in the realm of mice and how the pharmaceuticals that we test on the mice are exaggerating the extent of some of the symptoms, and the basically the way the mice are bred is not conducive to accurate results in these studies that we use the mice for to test pharmaceuticals to ensure that they're safe. So there's a lot of fascinating stuff with that. But as far as the world is concerned, it's just like the first time you ever came in my office, Alex. I won't forget it, because a lot of people ask me whether or not you're the same in real life or whether or not you're putting on a show. I said, first time Alex Jones walked in my office, the first thing he said is, things are getting crazy out there. And that's really just sums it up. It's just the audacity of these globalists is absolutely astounding to me. And I do think that we're winning, but the InfoWar is never lost or won. You're either winning it or losing it. And it feels good to be winning it right now on InfoWars.
Absolutely. And this space is, because I told you I want to start doing spaces here, was your idea. And they're like, hey, let's do one today. Well, Jerry Rubin's coming up. Let's just talk about world events. Tucker in Russia, all the other craziness. The British intel agencies, Fox News reports, want to restrict and track who reads 1984, The Lord of the Rings, Brave New World, and Shakespeare amongst those. I mean, the bad guys don't want you reading Shakespeare or Orwell because it lets you see that they are the bad guys. I mean, I don't know how you can indict yourself worse, Chase.
I agree, and it's interesting that you mentioned that because this is the first time it's occurred to me, but in my opinion, the best art, whether it's music, movies, paintings, whatever medium, says something about the human condition. And the globalists want you more and more detached with what it means to be a human being. And so it's interesting that you mentioned some of these sort of iconic examples of cinema or art, like Shakespeare, for example, because even though it's sort of this old medium with these sonnets and the iambic pentameter that he uses and things like that, it still touches our hearts today, and they just want us out of touch with that. It's like the movie Equilibrium, where they don't want us to have any sort of emotional response or really understand what it means to be human.
They don't want us to have any emotional response to any stimulus that didn't come from them.
That's right.
Absolutely insane. All right. So this is kind of a big general open discussion about the state of craziness in the world. Who do we go to first here, Chase?
Let's talk first with Lindsay RN. Lindsay RN, go ahead and unmute yourself and say whatever you have to say.
Hey, Chase. Hey, Alex. I'm Lindsay Howe. I am a confirmed, diagnosed, and documented vaccine-injured person. I was mandated to get it as a nurse, and we have built our own community here on Spaces where the vaccine-injured lounge. And what we've done since the government has abandoned us for the past 3 years is we have built our own community, and we have been talking about what we've been seeing in us that they're not researching. So I wanted to bring forth to you guys some findings that we've been seeing in us for the past 3 years that the media will not tell you, and that the truth of the matter is we survived bioweapons, and we are currently still in the trials because they have not pulled these shots off the shelves. So until they do, I'm going to read my notes because I have short-term brain loss, memory issues from the shot. That's one of my ailments. So I am currently being tested for DNA integration, Alex. And I'm one of the few ones right now, but currently the...
By the way, for those that don't know, they admit it's gene therapy and actually pollutes your DNA.
Yes. So that's what we're testing in me. So I'm lab rat number one. That's what I've than call myself. I shouldn't, but that's what the reality is. So once those results do come back, I will let you know, but they're still in process. I did have a cytokine panel and a spike protein immune panel done recently to prove that I am one of the ones that is a confirmed vaccine-injured spike protein factory. So what that means is my body will keep producing spikes and will not stop. The way we got these results was we tested my labs in 2022. All three of my monocyte lines were transfected with back spike protein. We have done the testing as well to determine the difference between vac spike and virus spike.
By the way, I mean, there's another test I know they can do where it shows that people are getting blood clots after the shot. In fact, I know some big Canadian labs and German labs will test someone's blood before, give them the mRNA shot, and then something like 65% of them end up getting the blood clot reading back after they take it. Never before seen. And so what you're talking about is just such a reality here. And what's crazy is they know exactly what they're doing.
Exactly. So we cleared the monocyte lines last year in June. So that's when I started to progress. I'm currently a 40% functional, which means that I'm basically bedbound and housebound.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that, but you're a nurse. I'm sure you know the spike protein that all of the virus vector shots, the mRNA shots, whether it's AstraZeneca, J&J, Moderna, or Pfizer, this is all mainline literature, folks. This is not debated. They all make your body create a spike protein, and now the evidence shows it keeps producing. But here's the interesting part. What is that spike protein? I'm sure because you're a victim of it, you know. Where did they get the spike protein to weld onto this virus? Where did it come from?
Exactly. They made it in the lab.
Well, it's the HIV. It's the HIV spike protein.
Yeah, we're seeing VADs, so we're seeing lots of false positives.
It's officially, they admit, they inject in you the official HIV virus fragment. It's officially the spike protein.
Also in the vials was, besides the DNA, was the SV40 cancer promoter.
That's right.
And pseudouridine, and of course the lipid nanoparticles. So that's what we're...
Well, listen, I didn't know who you were, but you know what you're talking about. I want to hear about you. So hopefully, guys, put a note. I want to reach out to her and get her on as a guest. We're going to try to get to a lot of people here today.
Let me tell you this real quick, Alex. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing brain shrinkage on our one-year follow-up of our MRI scans, and we're seeing decreased sperm counts in our young. We have two 20-year-olds that have zero sperm counts. I have been telling men, vaxxed and unvaxxed, to get their sperm counts checked. Please, guys, this is important, because they're trying to destroy our youth with myocarditis, dementia, and sterilization is what they're doing.
No, it's all fact. And what's incredible is the life expectancy is plunging, their fertility is plunging, and people that have taken the shot can slough it onto us. It is just absolutely horrific. I'm going to get your contact info, and I'm going to get you on the show, okay?
I'll be glad to.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Chase, we're going to break. You know, we got to take, people are like, why are there breaks? We're on radio stations, old media. That's why when they banned me 5 years ago off of the internet, we were able to stay on air because of our hundreds of affiliates. And yes, talk radio has declined. It's not as big as it was, but it's still there. And so it's very precious. That's why we take the breaks. I'm going to skip the network breaks that are for us in network TV and radio, but we run the local breaks. Chase, tell me who we're going to next when we come back.
We're going to go to John Merges next when we come back.
All right. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. You just heard that lady's incredible testimony. I don't know who she is, but everything she said was true. We're finishing each other's sentences. That's what they don't want to be heard. So boost her information. Take this once it's archived. Take it while it's live right now. Share it off Real Alex Jones. Take this spaces and let's reach a lot more people. You can also find the feed if you're not on X at Real Alex Jones that you'll find at Infowars.com/show. Infowars.com/show. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release the virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Adrian Dittman, who we had on last week on Spaces, it sounds just like Elon Musk, is listening but not joining us yet, so... It's pretty crazy. And, of course, I've been on his Spaces with Elon. I got like 20-something million views before, the real Elon, but it's definitely interesting. Okay, we've got Chase Geiser, fellow talk show host here, helping orchestrate or kind of be the traffic cop on this. We're taking live comments about the nature of the world, the craziness, what's going on. It's kind of a free flow of consciousness, a community soapbox, but not the local park in front of the city council, but digitally here at InfoWars.com and on Spaces. Chase Geiser, who's up next?
John Merges. John, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say.
Q
Chase, Alex, thank you so much. Alex, I've been a listener since 1999. Not only a listener, but I'm also a customer. I'll tell you, without the Survival Shield X2, I don't know what I would do. I ordered it in bulk. But what I wanted to say is that with everything that's been going on in this world, it's been a great, great advantage to have Joe Rogan, Elon Musk, and so many other people understand that you have been right all these years. Alex, you've been right about 95 to 97% of everything that's happened. And I believe a lot of people have been awakened by your words and your wisdom.
Well, thank you, brother. I just studied the globalist own documents, their own admissions, because they're basically in control of the world to a great extent. They want full control. So my job's easy. I just got to research what they're doing, and everybody else can do it. And now that Elon's investigating it, and Tucker's investigating it, and Joe Rogan's investigating it, and Russell Brand's investigating, and notice almost every popular talk show host is covering the New World Order now. That shows, I think we're winning. I know we're winning hearts and minds. I don't know if we're winning getting back the infrastructure, but Elon taking over X has been a big start to that. It's been a big beachhead in the fight for free speech.
Absolutely. We are winning, Alex, and we've got to keep on the good fight. Down here in Sarasota, Florida, I know you're familiar with the area.
Great area.
I live in this very, not too far from the Amish area where you're very familiar with. These people know how to live, fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, no processed foods whatsoever. That is what's killing those videos of the 30s, the 20s, the 30s, the 40s. As you say, people were smoking, eating bacon, eating fatty meat, and they were healthy. We are unhealthy. We live in an unhealthy society. And as you say, it's been done on purpose. They are slowly, it's the slow kill, as you say, Alex. We are slowly being killed.
By the way, I didn't coin that term. Soft kill, slow kill is a Pentagon term for 40 years. It's what the globalists say they're doing. They kill you and you never knew it hit you.
Exactly. And my heart goes out, I have to say, to Lindsay. I'm unvaccinated when they came out, and I told my family, and nobody in my family is vaccinated. Because right when it came out, March 1st of 2020, we were notified right here at Doctors Hospital in Sarasota that they had the first case of COVID known in Florida, in Sarasota. And I hear the vaccination. I agree with you. I'm waiting for President Trump to finally admit that it was a mistake. When he does this, I will believe in him more and in his words more. But as you know, he still has not admitted that it was a mistake to push this vaccine. Look at the people that have been injured, people who have died. It's unacceptable, Alex.
That's right. Thank you so much for joining us. And Bill Gates and the UN say imminent new virus. They want new lockdowns. They want a rematch. They want to try the power grab. Take over all over again. Thank you so much, sir. Chase, who's up next?
Well, Alex, let's have Adrian Dittman say a few words. He did accept the invite to be a speaker. It wouldn't be the same without him.
I just wanted to listen, but, I mean, yeah, sure. I guess if we're going to ask a few questions about AI, I'd definitely be down for that. I tend to want to stay out of the medical things as much as possible. So, like, sure, I do venture into fields of controversy, but there's just a few things that I have limits for. Those being one. To the extent of what I could say is, I mean, this was a huge emergency, and it was very anti-scientific on multiple fronts. And I still remember when this first came out, and I read about, like, at first I thought everything was, like, perfectly fine, and I think this would really work out, and I think this is a really cool tech. And then there were things that just didn't add up. You know, if you're a blacksmith, you look at, say, a piece of metal or anything, and you say, this is not welding up all together. It's like, this is not welding together all true. What's going on here? There has to be something missing, or there's something in there that doesn't make sense in the argument or in the information. And so I looked at it and I said, well, what is missing? And then I read through, say, the actual scientific documents, and that's when things start to make a lot of sense in a way that I didn't expect. So it was definitely huge amount of failure. And something I think was really fascinating to me was there were arguments from specialists saying that you have to be specialized in a certain field in order to make argumentations for the science in that field. Now, this argument was put forth by people who were not in the field of virology. So you had non-virologists tell us about virology. That doesn't make sense. So you say, you cannot say anything about a certain field unless you're an expert in there. And then there are people in other fields, experts in other fields, really, really amazing people that then tell you things outside of their field. What?
Absolutely. And then everything they told us about COVID and the shot being 95% effective, it wasn't true. What do you think, Adrian, about attempts, I don't know if you've seen it, with Tedros, the UN, and Bill Gates and all them saying, well, a new virus is coming, we want to try this again, but also saying lockdowns were good to slow down civilization, so we need more of them. But from all the numbers I've seen, if civilization starts collapsing, it's very hard to start over again. So I don't understand, that's kind of two questions, why the kind of the ruling establishment wants to try to block human development when I think our only hope is accelerating it.
This is actually a really interesting take. I think AI definitely fits into this. It's a lot of fear. There are a lot of things that I personally cannot understand, and this is why I don't have an opinion on them. Because like, unless I truly get it to the extent that I personally could even do something with that knowledge, like actual utility, then I will not speak on it. And I think one of the best scale models for why people are scared is, it's almost like an existential crisis, and I think AI for that is a perfect scale model. You can understand how it works, you can understand how to build it, and then if you do that, you understand the very nature of fear and how we ourselves fear, say, advancements, even though we're not necessarily aware of it to a certain degree. Like, we're going to be replaced, or this thing's going to be better than us, or I want to control where history goes and make sure that wherever history goes is going to be advantageous for me and anyone who comes after me. So like this is just the standard human condition. And the biggest problem right now is actually information warfare, ironically enough. The biggest warfare being to remember.
I agree.
From the past, like history is it's being thrown away. So there's this guy, I know, he's a really interesting person. His name is Brian Rommel, and he's doing this thing where it goes to several universities and institutions, and he essentially does dumpster diving. They are throwing away an untold amount of historical data, just throwing it away. And there's some really useful stuff that they're just throwing away. And it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You can even look at these things. Have you ever just wandered around and said, hey, you know what, this thing that I've just said, this thing that I've just explained to my kid, you know, how to be a better person, this ought to have been filmed or written down somewhere. It was. And then it's thrown away. Why? It's stuff like that. And he's going to take that in.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
And now they're freaking out over Tucker, simply pointing out that he loves America and he's been here his whole life, born here, but that a lot of our cities are complete crap holes, like San Francisco, and that it's being allowed to happen by design. He's being called a traitor for pointing that out. What's your view on the destruction of Europe and the Western world, and why it's, I think it's obvious that the technocrats somehow think this is a good thing?
I gotta say, can you repeat that last part? I just disconnected
sure.
from my Wi-Fi about 30 seconds.
Sure. It seems like Tucker said that he goes all over the world. The cities are amazing and healthy and clean. And he looks at America. And when he was a young man, it was the same. It was clean and nice and good. And now it's totally lawless and out of control. Why would an establishment want to defund the police and allow all this open drug use and destroy society? Do you think that's on purpose, or is that by accident? And why is it happening to the West? In general, what did you think of Tucker's World Government Summit speech?
I think for however many words people give off, even Tucker included, it's still, there's something that none of us understand. I think it doesn't make any sense. Dominating people still requires people to dominate. So why are people killing people? It doesn't make any sense to me. There has to be some sort of other deeper logic, because if you are doing something this fanatical, there's a reason, and there's probably a very good reason too. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, what is happening is good at all, but what I'm saying is there has to be some sort of reason so convincing, so logical, and so
it has to have such a massive impact in the mind that it justifies these extreme actions. And I want to know what the reasoning is.
I agree. In fact, I just interviewed Dr. Brett Weinstein, who's obviously really popular and I think really smart, very impressive. And he said he's analyzed it. And the establishment is different factions, only knows how to destroy stuff. But in the process, they're destroying the civilization in which they're going to live. And it's going to be so destructive, the money they have won't even be worth it, won't even be useful because there won't be places to spend it.
That's a really good point. Yeah, I like that.
Well, you always bring up interesting points, and we're glad that you were here. You're welcome to ride along with us as long as you like, or keep commenting, or we can move on to other folks if you'd like to get back to the work you're doing. But in general, are you optimistic about the future? What do you think of the 2024 election and the indictments against Trump, you know, backfiring? And then what do you think the entrenched establishment will do because they failed so far? Do you think they'll double down, or will they just give up?
I mean, I can't speak for people trying to do a tyranny, but I mean, if I was a tyrant, I wouldn't double down just yet. I would need to play it very, very calmly. But there are signs, and I think they're already beginning to double down. You know that an establishment is exceedingly weak based on how much violence they use. The more violence, the weaker.
Yes.
Because that's when they know that the power is waning, so we have to put it under an iron fist. Right? This is why you use the iron fist. You don't want to use it because you want to control people via convincing their brains in a logically argumentative way. But if you don't have the ability to do that, violence is often much more effective. And so I think violence could come soon in some capacity or another. I don't know what that is. I don't think many of us will be able to anticipate it. Potentially, Alex Jones here, you make a really crazy prediction that then probably turns out to be true. I don't know. I'm just entertained on the internet. As for the elections, I'm staying out of that. I'm not touching that thing with a 12-foot pole. I'm probably not even going to be speaking on spaces at all when that starts happening, because God help us all.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Let me ask you this. Because I interrupted you earlier, you were saying there's got to be some logic to the establishment trying to destroy the system which gives it power. And sure, they see it as knocking out any competition, creating a crisis so bad, the only they can put the pieces back together. But most analysts look at that and say, you won't put the pieces back together. So what do you think, speculating, the deeper, twisted, dark logic could be? What is the method of the madness? Because you alluded to that.
The method of the madness, as in what I think the purpose is.
Oh, that's
logical reasoning, right?
Your connection broke up for a second. You said what I think the method of the madness is. Please continue.
So is that what you want me to?
Yes, that's my question.
Give a theory on what I think about it.
Yes.
Honestly, I honestly can't parse it. There's many things that I could parse, but that's not one of those things. I simply don't understand it. It's just like when people are blindly destructive. I mean, it's ironic because I play a video game called Diablo in which I mindlessly destroy enemies. But, I mean, I don't think that these people see humanity the same way I see those demons as virtual enemies. So, I mean, I just can't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. As much as I could potentially formulate a theory, I'd have to think on it more. And even then, if I knew now, so that I think is accurate enough, I probably would not speak those words.
Well, that's what Dr. Weinstein said, and we're airing the interview tomorrow here on X. He just said he's looked at every angle and none of it makes sense. And it really doesn't, but then you read Klaus Schwab saying we're going to destroy everything and build back better, and you'll own nothing and like it, and you'll eat bugs. Why the hell would they be? Bill Gates is saying you're going to drink sewage and love it, and why are they pushing dystopia as if it's a good thing? Is it some nihilistic thrill or some vandalism because they already have all the money and power? Or is it just easier to be destructive?
I think it's definitely easier to be destructive. Have you ever tried building something? It's hard. You know, it breaks, it fails, it pisses you off.
there's a majority of people here that aren't really being very useful and say, okay, these people have to die, or we have to get rid of these numbers because they're just useless ears. Or I could say, hey, what can I do to make use of these people? Because I think humans themselves are very modular in terms of the mind. If you have a proper attitude, you can literally learn almost anything, and we'll definitely have a use for you, right? That's the idea. Even if you look at companies like Tesla, for instance, by the way that they hire, they don't just hire based on talent or skill. They also hire based on attitude, because you could have a bit of talent and skill and also a really good attitude, and you'll be taught the rest. Now, for... Now, if you apply this model to the rest of humanity, then you'll find that everyone has a lot of potential. Sure, there will be many who lack in certain fields, and you don't want to put them in those fields, obviously. But I think it's more of a skill to try and identify where these people are useful, as opposed to saying these people aren't useful at all. So it's easier to say these people aren't useful, but it's harder to say, how can I use these people? What can I give them that is useful to their lives? What can I use from them that is also utility to me? So, yes, it's very easy to destroy. You can go out there right now and take anything, an inanimate object, like, say, a glass on your table, and you can smash it, and now you've broken it. You've committed, this is awesome, and it releases a lot of tension. But at the end of the day, making the glass is a lot more complex. Now also hyperscale that. Now you're having some real fun. Now you have to deal not only with the problems of manufacturing the glass itself, but you also have to deal with the machines that make that glass appear in the way that it is, right?
You just totally nailed it, and that's what they say. The world's too complex, it's too dangerous. Let's just depopulate, make it really simple so we can rule everyone. They're admitting that they are completely incompetent, and they're saying from the beginning, humanity's worthless, and are approaching it from that position, which then, because they control so much the money and influence, is creating a feedback loop to build destruction, which they think is going to get rid of us, when it's going to create a political, cultural, military, economic black hole that will obviously destroy us all. Well, wherever... Adrian Dittman is at. He's having some connection issues. And boy, he doesn't just sound just like Elon Musk verbally. He really sounds like Elon Musk. Chase, did we lose him?
He's back.
Well, listen, I don't know how long you can stay here, but you cut out again.
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yes, Adrian, you cut out again. Go ahead and finish your point.
Yeah, I'll have a few more seconds, and I really need to go. Ironically enough, I do also work in manufacturing. The funny thing is, yeah, sure, I sound like him, and I also behave like him in certain ways because I have similar condition, and I also do similar work. It's like, I think it's the way I like to look at myself, because I just don't understand the concept either for why I exist. I like to say that I'm a mimetic response to the simulation. I just need to exist. I have no idea why, but I'm having a lot of fun doing so.
I wonder if you're an advanced AI of Elon.
That would be funny. I mean, a lot of people have said this. They've also said, hey, what if this is like just some guy augmented with a Neuralink chip? And I say to them this really funny cryptic message, and I say, well, I mean, if that were the case, I don't think I'd know myself.
Maybe I'm Grok right now. Am I talking to Grok?
Have you used Grok?
I love it. It's amazing. I know you got to go. We're on the radio. We got to go to break. Thank you so much, Adrian Dittman. Thank you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.